Welcome to Magic's Big Adventure, Volume 4, a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast feature. Well, I'm quite on the roll tonight. It's like I'm having so much fun. Fair warning, as much as I like to type, and I think anyone that's seen my posts on ATS knows I love to type, I really love to talk. So consider yourself duly warned that Magic's Big Adventure series is, unless someone pulls the plug on me, which would be justified, probably go on for a bit. This particular volume, Volume 4, I want to focus on, again, last summer, and what I call the vision thing, and angels and my experiences therewith. Angels I have known and loved. As I mentioned in the last volume, meditation was what really kind of turned me around during that period, and actually in a very real sense in life overall. I really haven't been quite the same since last summer, for good or ill. And I attribute that to meditation and my experiences as a result of meditation. And as I mentioned also, I don't think that these are things that are outside the reach of anyone that wants to do them. In fact, I consider, I'm fairly sure that the more each of us looks within ourselves, the more we'll find that we all are pieces of the grand puzzle. And that, in fact, and I'll get into that, I guess, later too. And there's this whole cycles of creation thing, and I've been busy. I've been very busy since I came to ATS, to put it mildly. And granted, all this stuff may be just complete, you know, castles in the sky, and I can't know for one way or the other. But hey, I report, you decide. So last summer, I'm having these dreams that are vivid, and another thing that I had happen before, but I didn't really understand, and now I'm referring to them as visions. You know, when people talk about visions, I used to have this notion when someone said, I had a vision, that they would actually saw things, and that, you know, as if you were standing in your room and something appeared in front of you. But my visions aren't like that. I don't see things, at least as far as I know, I don't see things that aren't actually physically there. When I have a vision, it's more like an image in my mind, a thought, kind of like when you're a memory. It's like, in fact, if you're thinking about a memory, like if you're remembering what, say, someone's face looks like, or you're remembering a scene, you know, like what a building looks like or something like that, that's what my visions are like. They're like memories. And as such, and you know how memories are, you can think about them, and if you concentrate on them, then the details become clearer. And my visions are just like that. They really are. In fact, it is my theory that what I call visions are, in fact, all memories. That in fact, and really when you think about it, everything that you perceive is, in fact, a memory. You know, you have senses, your eyes bring things in, you know, your five senses and all that. But for you to actually perceive what those things are telling you, what your senses are telling you, it needs to be processed by your mind. And in that process, it becomes a memory. So in a very real sense, to us, to human beings, there is no difference between what we perceive going on now, quote unquote now, because we don't really perceive now. We perceive what our senses sensed some period of time before. It takes time for information to go from our senses, get into our brains, and be processed. So we never really see what's actually happening right now. You know, that's an illusion. Everything that human beings think and perceive is, in fact, memory. And so in a very, you know, technical sense, we all live in the past. And the past doesn't technically, you know, in a Zen sense, doesn't exist anyway, except in our memories. Anyway, getting on to, so, you know, the idea of my mentioning that is to give some context to all this, in as much as, is all this real? I don't know. I honestly don't. But am I, you know, but I am, I think it's important for us to discuss what we do perceive. Like I'm talking about angels and visions and, you know, there's this whole prophet Yoshiel stuff, and I'll get to that later. And, you know, anyone coming in on that cold is just going to think I'm whacked, you know, and hey, I can't blame them. It sounds pretty wild. In talking about it, though, I want to convey as strongly as I can, you know, get the point across that I'm a skeptic, you know. So, sure, I've experienced these things, but there are a number of different ways to explain them. So I'm not just pushing this as some kind of doctrine. It's like, yeah, you must believe me because I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, I'm being honest about this, but let's get it clear that I could also be completely out to lunch, and I certainly recognize that. And so when I talk about angels I have known and loved, well, that's one of the things that happened to me last summer. In the course of my meditations one day, and you know, Paul was basically through ATS kind of coaching me through meditation and how to do that. And in one of my meditations, these images started to come into my mind completely out. I mean, I just was not expecting this at all. My mind was not on this, you know, even though I'm a guy. But I started seeing these images in my mind of a face, of a woman's face, an eye, a nostril, lips, cheeks, very smooth cheeks. And the woman looked a lot to me anyway, like Liv Tyler, the movie star that played, Lady Arwen, in the Lord of the Rings movies. It's a beautiful woman, but these images didn't look exactly like her. They're just reminiscent of her. In fact, actually, I think the images I saw were, no offense, Liv, but, even more beautiful. And she was flirting with me, okay, kind of giving me the little kissy lips, and, I was like, whoa, hold the phone, what's going on here? So I get out of bed, and I hop on the internet, and through this whole period, what's so interesting about this sorcerer thread is through this whole period, I'm like, my computer's on one end of the house in my little office area, and on the other end of the house is where the bedroom is, where I sleep and do my meditation, and so I'm like, would have these things happen, and I'd hop out of bed, and then I'd run over to the computer, and I'd type this down, okay, here's what happened, and then, you know, to look for some answers, like, go back, and so when you read through the thread, you can actually see this process taking place, where I'm like, whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, what's going on? So anyway, Paul Richard is like saying, hey, that's a sign that some kind of spirit wants to get to know you better, let's put it like that, yeah. And he identified her as Vanessa. And I'm like, okay, Vanessa, she didn't tell me anything, and all I saw were these images. But he said, you know, if you're interested, you can think about her and think about those images and see what comes of it. So I was interested, and I said, sure, okay. As I started to concentrate on her more, she became clearer in my mind. And I could say that I felt a presence, you know, not in the sense of physical presence in the room, but just the presence of, you know, just like when you think about someone that you love, or it's sort of like that. And as things started coming back to me, what developed out of all this was that these images and these were memories of her. And I've known this person, and I know this sounds crazy, believe me, I've given this a lot of thought myself, and I'm just gonna have to go with this is true, okay, I'll just go with that, because if I play these weasel word games, it causes so much cognitive dissonance that it's not helpful to me. It's not helpful to me. So these things are very real in my mind. I realize that she's not walking around on the planet. As far as I know, she's an angel, what we call an angel, an discarnate or disembodied spirit. And a word on that, what are angels? What are demons? The best I can tell right now, and I think this is true, is that really there isn't any difference between angels and demons, other than the fact that angels are nice and demons are not. You know, we talk about light and darkness. You can talk about good and evil, but good and evil are value judgments. Those are decisions we make as to what's good, what's evil. You know, we can think positive, negative, light and dark. There's all these analogies and metaphors that we use. But, you know, I would call her an angel because she radiates love. And you can tell, and demons radiate fear. And that's why I say, you know, love and fear are like these they're like the primary emotions, you know. If you look at anger and hatred and contempt and envy and all these things, they're all actually expressions of fear in various ways. And I guess I can get to that later. And then if you look at joy and happiness and compassion and empathy, these are all expressions of love. And you get down to their root, you know, the roots of them. And that's what was coming from Vanessa. I use the word, and you know, Paul told me that's her name. I've never actually had her tell me that her name is Vanessa, because we don't talk in English. I guess is the way to put it. I mean, I call it angelic, you know, but it's not like a language. it's kind of hard to explain. What do I mean when I'm talking about angelic and my and how I communicate with Vanessa? We'll call her Vanessa. I call her Sweet One. I call her Muriel. I call her all kinds of things. She's had a lot of names, Amy, and just all this stuff. But the way we communicate is like these complex strings of emotions that we pass back and forth between each other, and the emotions have so much color and nuance to them that it is actually, in my opinion, a more expressive language than anything that's spoken. It's, there's really no concept that can't be expressed this way. It's really quite a fascinating thing in itself, just from a linguistic standpoint, when you consider a language which is essentially composed of feelings, feelings that are felt and shared, and this is how you communicate. And you communicate, and it's totally nonverbal. Its emphasis is completely different from like what English is for example, which is very, very, kind of a melange, menudo stew language that's composed of all these other languages. It's, kind of the Borg of languages. But angelic, it's not even what I would call a formalized language. It's just a sharing of emotions that causes an empathic resonance, if you will, between you and the other spirit. And it's like you come to understandings between one another, and that's how you communicate. It's really a kind of, not something I would have anticipated, but this has proven to be the way I tend to communicate with spirits, and that is this sort of empathic thing. And by the way, that goes for demons as well. When I sense the presence of demons, I get, I communicate with them. I send them thoughts, they give me thoughts, and it's not like speaking. It's more like, I can sense their intent. And demons are interesting, and I'll get to them later. What I've come to realize from all this, and again, maybe this is my worldview, but that we're all related. We're all brothers and sisters. There's really, the worst, nastiest demon from the nicest, coolest, wing-flapping angel. We're all brothers and sisters. And these, demons that are in darkness and angels that are in light, we all walk paths of light and darkness. I have memories of hell. I have memories of some very dark things from when I, not just past lives, but I guess you could say past deaths. I think I've suffered. In fact, I have vivid memories of it. And the more I dig into my memories, the more interesting things I find. I mean, not just memories of suffering, but memories of consciousness that is definitely not human. Just perceptual context that just don't add up to primate form. Weird ways, and I'll get to that, I guess, later too. Boy, I've got a lot to talk about, don't I? Woo, man, I could just sit here and just babble into a microphone for hours on end. But getting back to angels and visions, like I said, the visions are images in my mind. They're like memories. And then angels, I see them as just being like us, except not in a physical form. And again, I think physical form versus spiritual form is a rather arbitrary, specious kind of thing. And I guess I'll get to that later. Man, you want to talk? There's a lot to talk about. But, I'm kind of going off track here. And I think I've covered all the bases, as far as angels and visions and all that. But, Vanessa, if far as I can tell, she's my soulmate, and we have had at least two lives together in the past that I can remember. One was when I was a woodcarver, and the other one was when I was a rabbi, and of all things. And it's pretty clear to me, and again, maybe I'm just a deluded fool, but it's pretty clear to me that we're a pair. I've had people I've known and loved in this life, and I've had people I've known and loved in other lives, but there's nobody like her. And as I got to understand more about who she is, it became clear to me that we've never actually really been apart, that we go through we're walking our individual paths, but they run together a lot. And really, when you think about it, that's kind of what a soulmate is. We meet up. We meet up in different lives, and we meet up when we're both quote unquote dead, except it's not really death. It's their consciousness remains, and it's just a different way of being, and we have a connection, if you want to call it a plane, to this quote-unquote plane of existence, and which isn't like a physical plane, flat plane. It's more like the closest thing I can think is like a state of mind. We intersect here. But anyway, I'm kind of babbling and getting off topic. The main thing I wanted to cover in Volume 4 was this notion of angels and visions and their nature, you know, and make it clear that I'm not actually like seeing these things, that they're just impressions in my mind. And, you know, kind of cover with, so when I'm talking about that in later episodes, you kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about there. Anyway, again, getting babbling. Maybe I should take a break from my series tonight, but it's been fun, and hopefully you're enjoying this rather bizarre set of narratives. And until next time, this is Magic, signing out.